Rob, welcome to Executive Peak.
Thanks so much. It's so good to be with you.
Rob, do you have a morning ritual? What is it?
Well, my morning ritual is I take some time in what I would call some spiritual meditation before I start my work day, even before I begin my exercise routine. I want to get my mind right first, and so I read and I ponder and I contemplate things of a spiritual nature, and then I will try to hurry to get my my exercise routine in, because that's something. If I miss, it feels like I'm missing out on an important part of my day. So after my mind and my body are ready, then I try to attack work as best I can.
What is the best constructive guidance you've received in your career?
I think it's to find people that have knowledge and experience beyond your own, that can be trusted, whose motives and intentions are pure, and then trust them, as I say, by opening yourself up, demonstrating vulnerability, and enlisting their assistance in getting you where you want to go, and not trying to believe that a sign of strength is being able to do everything on your own. I think a sign of strength is being able to acknowledge your weaknesses or your blind spots, as I like to call them, and then find people who can help you fill those weaknesses and turn them into your strengths.
What is the best constructive guidance you've given to someone?
Well, when working with a lot of professionals, and I've had the good fortune of working with tens of thousands in my coaching and my consulting career, I find that so many people are very eager and frankly lack patience to allow their career to unfold. And so I implore them to exercise what I like to call professional patience. And that is, you probably don't want to get that promotion or that perfect job until you're really ready for it, because you may blunder it and lose a wonderful opportunity that's presented to you. So I really try to implore people to do the right things long enough, consistently, and then opportunity will find you. As I've said many times to people, when you are successful at what you're asked to do today, you will not be able to hide, because the world always seems to find success. And so the world will find you instead of having to go look for it.
What is the life mantra you live by?
Well, I guess we would call it the golden rule, and that is to treat people as you would want them to treat you. And so remember that everybody has worth and value, and they have a story that's waiting to be told. And if you can help them in their life and in their career be put in a position where that story can have a happy ending, then that's a great service to provide the world.
Rob, what is the one sport you excel at or wish you could excel at?
Well, I guess I've always enjoyed a number of sports, but I think the one that I think would be most enjoyable for me would be the game of basketball. I played basketball when I was younger, and it's odd because that's the one sport I still have dreams about playing in games. And I love playing basketball, the competitive nature of it, but I also enjoy a great soccer match. And I understand, because I've played it and because I've watched it a lot, that it is the beautiful game.
Do you have any hidden talent?
Well, I think most people would be surprised to know that I actually speak Japanese. I learned it in my 20s and even lived in Japan on a couple of different occasions in my 20s. And that afforded me the chance to eventually become fluent, and I enjoy many things about the Japanese culture and the people and the country, and And I can make a pretty good sukiyaki, which most people don't know what that is, but it's my favorite Japanese dish.
What is the most courageous thing you've done in the past year?
Well, let's see. The past year has been difficult because of the pandemic. It's been difficult to be adventurous as I have been in the past, or at least I try to be. So I think I'd have to, if you'll excuse me, I'd have to go a little bit beyond a year and say that I have enjoyed skydiving. I've enjoyed rappelling down skyscrapers in major cities. But I think probably the most courageous thing in the last year was to complete and publish my book, which has been a project in the works for many years.
When the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
I follow the heart because I think the heart is less biased and is usually devoid of worldly influences that may or may not have my best interests at heart. So I think my heart is kind of is my compass, and it filters out the world and voices a lot better than my head does sometimes.
Rob, do you have a favorite comfort food?
Oh, well, I guess I would have to say it's warm chocolate chip cookies. It's also the fastest way to become my friend.
That's a good one. Please finish this sentence. Business is
human relationships monetized.
If you only had $10,000 left, what would you spend it on?
I'd probably spend it on my wife to make sure that she has as many comforts as I can give her, and that if I can alleviate any pain or suffering for her or anyone close to me, that would probably be the best use of my funds.
What is one book you recommend all of us to read?
Well, it's going to sound very opportunistic and self-promoting, but the book that I've just completed, which is called The Sales Game Changer, How to Become the Salesperson People Love, has application in any kind of field, any kind of study, any particular job or position that we might hold. And in fact, it has application in our personal lives because in the end, whether we like to admit it or not, everybody is every day in sales. If you are trying to influence or persuade or motivate or educate or even inspire someone else, then you are in effect selling. So if we can all become better at that skill and do it for the right reasons and in ways that did not come across as self-serving, then I think the world would be a better place and our relationships would be richer. So forgive the self-promotion, but that's very much on my mind right now, The Sales Game Changer.
And Rob, what do you do and where can people contact you?
Well, I have been coaching individuals and organizations, large and small, new and old, for over a quarter of a century on how they can grow their influence in their market and in their community and in their industry. And in their profession, especially utilizing sales skills. And the best way to reach me is through my website, which is Game Face Inc. That's GameFaceInc.com. And they can learn more about the service that I've been providing for these many years and the types of clients that I have been working with. And then we could see if there is application to what I do and what your listeners are each trying to accomplish.
Thank you, Rob, for sharing your wisdom on Executive.
Thank you, Sasha.